This is Earth and Sky. In summer, Cooper Island off northern Alaska in the Arctic Sea is a treeless strip of gravel.
Since 1972, George DeVoki has come back here every June to study a colony of black seabirds called guillemots. DeVoki is a research associate at University of Alaska's Institute of Arctic Biology. He says guillemots need 80 ice-free days to breed. In 1972, the snow melted in June. These days, DeVoki says, the snow melts in May.
At first, the longer summers vitalize the colony. More birds raise chicks at Cooper's Island. But in the 1990s, the warming trend began to take away the guillemots' food. So much pack ice was melting that their prey, Arctic cod and zooplankton under the ice, was disappearing. In 2003, there was so little food that 90% of the breeding birds failed to reproduce. But DeVoki isn't looking for sympathy for the guillemots.
I don't really even want you to care about guillemots, but I just hope you care about what the guillemots are telling us. And I think that this sort of rapid rate of change, that in a three-decade, and even within the length of one study, to see this much change indicates that things are happening globally that humans have to take note of.
Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the Bureau of Land Management. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.